Geek Radio Daily for whatever this is, Monday, January 11th. Apparently, it's 2010.
Holy snap!
Where in the world have we been?
The future.
We've been in the future?
No, oh. We're in the future.
And they just caught up to us. I like that. Ah. That's incredibly crazy. So who have you caught up to? Well, of course, the Flintstress.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Of course, indeed you are. And I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead. Face down in a drained pool somewhere.
So I want you to remember that, because you guys mean a lot to me. So welcome. It is Monday. Monday. January 11th. Looks like goalpost, if you will. Put them up side by side. 2010, and lots of crazy stuff went down in history.
This year, or this day in 1569. Wow, I'm taking it back. The first recorded lottery in England was drawn in St. Paul's Cathedral under Queen Elizabeth I's patronage.
Okay. Well, someone had to. About time. 1878, for the first time, milk was delivered in glass bottles by Alexander Campbell in New York because somebody had to do it.
It does a body good. In 1902, apparently. Popular Mechanics magazine was published for the first time. Initially, there were only 5 paying subscribers, but a few hundred others paid a nickel at the newsstand.
Okay. 1935, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly solo across the Pacific Ocean. Flying from Honolulu, Hawaii to Oakland, California.
Good for her.
Yay.
In 1963, the Whiskey A Go-Go opened for business on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Oh, 1979, Goofy was banned from the Moscow Olympics. The Disney dog Goofy had been selected by the French as their official mascot at the 1980 Olympics, but the athletes objected to having the dog represent them, so it was settled on this date when French sports minister Jean-Pierre Soussin banned Goofy from appearing at any of the upcoming Olympic Games. Gosh.
In 1984, Michael Jackson's album Thriller became the best-selling album of all time when it crossed the 10 million copy mark. On that same day, Jackson was nominated for 12 Grammy Awards.
And then apparently his testicles turned into gold and he would just start peeing rainbows because he could do no wrong. In 1989, the use of chemical weapons was condemned by representatives of 140 nations, including the U.S. Condemned, but I don't recall anyone going, let's not do that anymore.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Birthdays?
Oops, I looked at the wrong thing.
Oops.
I started out with Darren Lynn Bousman.
Okay.
He's 31. He was the director of Saw 2 and Saw 3.
Oh, okay. Mark Blucas is 37, best known for being Riley Finn.
He's 37?
On Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Just recently saw him on Castle, I do believe.
Yeah, he's cute.
Okay.
Amanda Peet is 38.
She's
done lots of stuff.
Yes. Don't want to give any of it up.
I liked that show, Jack and Jill.
Jack
remember
and Jill.
That
I do remember that show. Jason Connery, 47, Robin of Huntington and Robin of Sherwood.
I also shouted out to Mary J. Blige, who's 39. I like some of her music. What's the 411, yo?
Don Lynn is 47. That's Dodie Harper Douglas on My Three Sons. Remember Dodie? I have no idea what that even means.
No idea. Next one I had was Naomi Judd, who's 63.
Really?
Yeah.
You missed Kim Coles being 48? You missed Kim Coles from Living Single? What?
She's all right.
Okay.
I also had Clarence Clemens, 68. He's a sax player for Bruce Springsteen
for the
and
E-Street
the E Street Band.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci's 50. He's been in tons of stuff. He's in The Lonely Bones, which will be out soon or is
the
out
Lovely
now.
The Lovely Bones?
The Lonely Bones.
Oh, okay.
That's a different movie. I don't know. Keep going.
That's all I had.
Really? Well, Grant Tinker is 85, former chairman and CEO of NBC, co-founded MTB Enterprises, ex-husband of Mary Tyler Moore, and produced her TV show. That's how she got the job. She slept with the producer.
Oh, stop.
What? TV's got new stuff going on. It's finally new. NBC's got a new episode of Chuck. Chuck is back. Welcome season premiere of Chuck, and Heroes is on, too, with Ando shooting fireballs.
Good
or
for him.
Laser balls, whatever
it is. Whatever
it is.
CBS brings us a new episode of How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose, 2 and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami.
Over on ABC, it's The Bachelor on the Wings of Love.
Oh, God.
New episode of Castle, in which he runs into his old flame. Ooh.
I'm sure he's got one or two of them lying around.
Just a few, yeah.
Fox has new episodes of House, followed by Fringe. This one looks really good.
As opposed to the ones that look bad? What are you talking about?
I love Fringe.
AMC has got Spy Game, that Robert Redford Brad Pitt movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
A classic, huh? All right.
Gotta be better than Bravo, which brings us Real Housewives, a marathon, followed by Chef Academy.
All right. Family Channel, new Secret Life of the American Teenager, and runs into an ex. It's X Night on TV. And on Make It or Break It, Marty returns to coach the girls with Extreme Prejudice.
Whatever. FX has Walk the Line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix and all.
Uh-huh.
FMC is showing The Man with One Red Shoe. If you ever want to see Carrie Fisher dress up as Jane and play Tarzan with Tom Hanks, this is your chance.
And after that, they have Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, there you go. Good. So it's just, you know, dead people all over the place.
TNT has reruns of Bones and then a new episode of Men of a Certain Age.
On Turner Classic Movies tonight, get ready to start yelling, Stella! Because Streetcar Named Desire is on.
Uh-oh.
I prefer, you know, the Simpsons version, but what are you going to do?
On USA on Monday Night Raw.
Raw, brother.
You missed it. Guest host, Mike Tyson.
On VH1 tonight, it's Fantasia for real. Fantasia Barrino is back. I don't know why, but what are you going to do? But if you're watching anything this fine evening, it'll be on the Chiller Network because teenagers flee from large clowns who shoot people with popcorn and spin cotton candy webs. That's right. Grant Kramer and Suzanne Snyder star in a movie I happen to love and adore, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Wow.
What a damn good movie.
No blasted lettuce today.
And no, because people might have thought that there would be no shows or anything going on because, well, you know, the show was back last week. That little
That's true.
Very true. But I don't know if they announced that we would be back this week. But here we are. So if you would like to send mail, we really didn't. We're going to make it up to you. In fact, we'll have a new Sweekly coming out sometime very soon.
Several new Sweeklies are planned.
Planned. Even a little bread. So if you'd like to send mail to get this thing back off and going the way it usually should go, then please send a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce of Flinsters. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com. We don't do the numbers on this episode.
I know, but you look like, okay, fine.
Monday, of course, means you got to take a look at your box office results. And, of course, your Geekified news will be coming up on this Monday, January 11th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label t-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a sweet as love Geek Label t-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Ooh, tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no.
Snack size, snack size.
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label t-shirt, ladies' tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Decoherence make Rodney hungry.
No, dumbass. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts. Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Hey, this is Katie Sackhoff, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Damn right you are.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Whatever.
What? We have liners from celebrities. We play them. This is a geeky show, and people love Battlestar Galactica. How would we not play that? How would we not play that? Can you explain that to me?
Nope.
It's Monday, January 11th, 2010. Don't worry, some guy that you drool over, I'll play him tomorrow.
Okay,
is that fair?
Yes.
Awesome.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
And lots of things did make some huge bank over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You might have went to the movies, and here's what you helped make in the top 10.
Well, starting out with number 10, we have The Princess and the Frog.
Ribbit.
That Disney movie that I swear looks racist, but whatever.
Okay. Until we see it, we don't know if it is racist.
New, coming out, you know, this was Youth in Revolt, made $7 million. I think that they probably hoped it would do better than that, but it looks pretty interesting.
I mean, it only cost $18 million to make, so it's probably going to make it back, I'm sure.
Number 8 is Up in the Air. That's a rom-com with George Clooney.
Yeah.
Made a little over $7.1 million. Number 7, The Blind Side. I just finished reading the book.
Thunk!
Made $7.7 million. And then at number 6, we had Leap Year. Ugh, Amy Adams proposes to her boyfriend.
Oh,
that one.
Right.
It made $9.1 million.
There's a reason I was trying to forget things. Number 5, last week's number 4, It's Complicated. I don't think so. You know, the Robert De Niro and... No, not that one. I'm thinking of the wrong one. This is the stupid Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, and Meryl Streep.
Oh,
Meryl Streep, you used to be an actress.
$11 million that made. She'll tell you there's no work for women in Hollywood. Number 4, brand new this week, Daybreakers, making $15 million on a budget of 20, so it's going to do fine. But it wasn't number 1, so that shows you that America really prefers vampires pale and sparkly. I'm just saying. Number 3, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel. Making another $16.3 million. It's made $178 million in 3 weeks, but I don't feel so bad because number 2 was Sherlock Holmes, making another $16.6 million, having made $165 million in 3 weeks. And that makes me feel really good because Avatar is still the number 1 movie in America.
Yay.
4 weeks running, and it should be because it's fantastic. Why haven't you seen Avatar? It's really, really good.
Let's go see it again right now.
Well, we got to go to work, but
okay, maybe later.
I'll skip out a few. So $48.5 million over the weekend. It's made $429 million over the past 4 weeks.
That's just domestic.
Domestically. It's almost broke $500 million domestically. So it's 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong, I think is how that works out somewhere. So yeah, congratulations. The movies were fun.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So our Green Lantern movie is coming, and I'm already having to deal with the fact that Ryan Reynolds is playing Green Lantern. He just doesn't seem to fit the role to me. I'm just saying. So why not put someone else in that doesn't seem to fit the role? And see if that together will make magic, because Carol Ferris apparently has been cast. The Hollywood Reporter says Blake Lively of Gossip Girl. 22-year-old Blake Lively is going to be playing Carol Ferris. You know the lady who runs her father's aerospace company and hires Hal Jordan, and who's a cocky test pilot that she tries to keep under control, but of course they become romantically involved, and later she becomes Star Sapphire and becomes one of the greatest villains ever. Yeah, Blake Lively. She's playing her. I'm thrilled.
It's just not going to be
I still have the animated movie. No, it's going to... In Brightest Day and Blackest Night, okay?
Okay.
I have willpower. It's going to be all right.
Okay.
Someone's got to talk to him, though.
Well, in some good news, kind of eco-friendly kind of good stuff, Google is really, really concerned with being energy efficient, and their actual goal is to become a carbon neutral company.
Nice.
If you think about their energy-hungry data centers, I mean, Google uses quite a bit of energy. Well, they've started a subsidiary called Google Energy just this past... Go ahead and do it.
Energy!
And they've actually made a request with the federal agency to buy and sell electricity like a utility. And they're working on...
Prices go higher and higher.
They already have a 1.6 megawatt solar installation at its Mountain View,
wow,
California headquarters. And they really are, you know, not just talking the talk, but really working on becoming an energy efficient company. So good
Fantastic.
For Google.
Yeah. Doug Hines, an electrical engineer and computer scientist, formerly worked in artificial intelligence at AT&T Bell Laboratories. You might think this is a story talking about the CES, the Computer Entertainment Show from last week, but no, we're talking about the AEE, the Adult Electronics Expo. That's where he was at unveiling his latest creation, Roxy, the newest
R-O-X-X-X-Y,
the sex robot from TrueCompanion.com. Hines combined his background with the expertise of 18 artists and engineers from three countries to create a robot designed to deliver the best, that's a quote, deliver the best, in robot sex. The project cost between $500,000, yes I am, and $1 million, and took about 2.5 years to create. That's according to Hines. Quote, it's really a labor of love. He's declined to release the robot's retail price until later, which is the day Roxy officially goes on sale. So yeah, there's still no cure for cancer, but we have the latest and greatest sex bot money can possibly buy.
Awesome. Well, something that did actually come out at the Consumer Electronics Show is
Blake Lively?
No. It's
the
a,
Bruce? Sorry.
It's a product called Light Touch. It's made by Light Blue Optics. And what it is it's a little projector, this mini projector that sits on your table, and it transforms any surface into a 10.1-inch touch screen. You can literally like project it onto the table and then touch the keys and touch different pictures. It's kind of like the technology that's being used with smartphones, but it uses a holographic laser projection and infrared sensors to create a screen that supports multi-touch gestures. It was unveiled by the Cambridge company at the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's really pretty cool. You can see pictures of it. You can see videos of people actually using it.
Wow.
It has Wi-Fi. You could essentially set this up on any table in a restaurant or anywhere that you go and just touch on the table and be on the internet.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Check out the link in the show notes and at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, it's seeing is believing. This looks really sweet.
All right. For those of you that know, I got my day job at the radio station, and a bit that I like to do every day is smooth criminal. Well, this guy is, if you live anywhere near where I am, you'll hear this again later today, because 35-year-old Patrick J. Monacax, I believe is how you say that, stole a bunch of video games. There was video games in a car parked there on the road, and dude steals a bunch of games. Now, the troopers also discovered that the dude sold the games to a local business for cash. I don't know how exactly they figured that out, but they're crazy. So they contact the business owner, and they were able to recover all the stolen video games that the guy took. And, of course, that's when they realized, oh, hey, you're a sex offender who's moved and hasn't re-registered, and we haven't known where you are. So I would like to point out to the world that video games just caught a sexual predator, and Chris Hansen wasn't involved in the slightest.
Wow.
Video games, is there anything that you can't do?
Nope.
No, not a thing? So yeah, sexual predators, buy your own video games. Because you know why he was stealing those games. You know what that was for. That was going to be some bait. Ew!
Gross.
Ew! Yeah, yeah. Enjoy jail, pal. Enjoy enjoy the joysticks there.
I'm not wearing any pants.
That's the wrong damn button. How about that?
You're a little rusty. It's okay.
I don't know how to play. I don't know how to do this anymore. It doesn't make any damn sense at all.
You'll
Geek Radio
it.
Daily. Hi, thanks. Yeah, we're the new guys. Thanks for stopping by. It's been really a blast. What?
You're funny.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to think that I am. GRD license, the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. I think I pushed the wrong button again. So yeah, since we've got a moment, let's talk. We're going to be doing episode 69 sometime this week, in the next couple of days.
It's episode 69?
That's the one it is, unless I've miscounted. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Please do, of course, drop us some mail. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinsters. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Stop by geekradiodaily.com, won't you? There's a fantastic set of forums there. And, you know, we may have been gone from the show, but we've been there talking. So now that we're back doing everything, you got to come by because it's fan-fracking-tastic. And won't you stop by the store, Cafe Press store, buy yourself some
panties.
We love hearing you say that. We'll catch you tomorrow right here at geekradiodaily.com.
Do you feel left out and alone because you haven't seen Avatar? Are you stuck in conversations about the film where you have to smile and nod and pretend you've seen it? Don't suffer your silent shame in silence. Call the Avatar Helpline. Our staff of highly trained Avatar experts will walk you through the film's key plot points and character names so you no longer have to feel left out. And soon you can start living again.
Avatar Helpline, how may I help you?
I'm about to walk into a party and everyone here has seen Avatar. I don't know what to talk about. Is Avatar the name of the planet? Please, you gotta help me. I don't know what to do.
Don't panic, sir. The planet's called Pandora, and the humanoids who live on Pandora are the Na'vi. We're texting the info to your cell phone right now.
Okay, but please hurry, please.
The Avatar Helpline, ready to take your call. Don't suffer alone. Or you could go see the movie like everyone else.